Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, July 1st, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP. Leading off today, one of the big changes in iOS 18 is support for rich communication services, or RCS messaging. This brings significantly better messaging between iPhone and Android users, and with the release of iOS 18 Beta 2 last week, carriers in the United States started enabling the feature for iPhone beta testers. We've gotten a lot of questions about whether or not there's a way to find out if your carrier has flipped that switch, and it turns out that there is. Open the Settings app, tap General, then tap About, and scroll down and look for the network details. Once you're in that menu, just tap on Carrier, and you'll see an IMS status page. If your carrier has enabled RCS support, you'll clearly see voice, SMS, and RCS as the communication options. If your carrier hasn't enabled RCS, you'll just see voice and SMS as the options. So if you don't have RCS support yet from your carrier, keep in mind that iOS 18 is still in beta testing and carriers will continue to roll out support for the feature in the lead up to iOS 18's public release in September. The current implementation is a beta, so even if you do have RCS enabled, you might experience some bugs and issues when trying to use the feature until September. In other news today, iOS 18 was just announced, but Bloomberg reports that Apple has already started development on its next round of software updates. Bloomberg says that Apple has formally kicked off development of iOS 19, codenamed Luck, macOS 16, codenamed Cheer, watchOS 12, codenamed Nepali, and visionOS 3, codenamed Discovery. While this may seem early, Bloomberg notes that this is the usual schedule for Apple's software development timelines. This is because Apple is already developing next year's hardware products and it needs the accompanying software to start testing those devices. But still, it is far too early in that development process to know what will be new with iOS 19. In other news today, as Vision Pro expands beyond the United States to more countries, Apple is also refreshing the in-store demo experience. Apple is looking to increase the wow factor of a Vision Pro demo and also boost the appeal of the device. The biggest change is a new feature that lets customers beam their own photos, videos, and panoramas to a Vision Pro during a demonstration. So this means that people can see their own media in mixed reality on Vision Pro instead of just viewing pre-selected stock images from Apple. Viewing your own photos and videos and panoramas is one of the best features of Vision Pro, so Apple hopes that this will give people a more emotional connection during the demonstration. The second change is that Apple is giving would-be buyers for Vision Pro more time in the demo with an option referred to as Go Deeper. The idea here is that customers could try out different types of usage that would be most relevant to them. So for example, someone who plans to use Vision Pro for office work might try using it with the productivity apps during the demo, while someone more interested in entertainment might watch part of a movie. And finally, Apple is said to be responding to comfort complaints by switching all demos to the dual loop band in place of the solo loop. So these are just a few ways Apple is revamping the Vision Pro demo experience as it expands around the globe. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP and their new Connect Pro, the world's first magnetic cable that features a built-in power reader showcasing real-time power output in watts on an LED screen. The Connect Pro supports up to 100 watts to charge an extensive array of devices, including USB laptops, phones, tablets, and more. It also supports full 27-watt Apple fast charging support for Lightning devices, and with interchangeable tips, you only need one cable to charge all of your USB-C, Lightning, and micro USB devices. There's a built-in LED indicator that turns on when your device has been connected and is successfully charging. And with a built-in magnetic design, you don't have to worry about tripping over your cable and sending your laptop or phone flying across the room. Hit the link in the show notes to learn more about the Charge ASAP Connect Pro, and my thanks to Charge ASAP for their support of the show. Running out today, according to a new story from analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, Apple is targeting to begin mass production of new AirPods with camera modules by 2026. According to Kuo, these new AirPods will feature an infrared camera similar to what's used as part of the Face ID module on iPhone and iPad. Apple's goal is reportedly for the camera-equipped AirPods to integrate with Vision Pro and other future Apple Vision headsets. He says, quote, the new AirPods are expected to be used with Vision Pro and future Apple headsets to enhance the user experience of spatial audio and to strengthen the spatial computing ecosystem. For example, when a user is watching a video with Vision Pro and wearing the new AirPods, if the user turns their head to look in a specific direction, the sound source in that direction can be emphasized to enhance the spatial audio vision computing experience. End quote. Kuo goes on to say that the IR camera on AirPods could detect environmental image changes, potentially enabling in-air gesture control to enhance interaction with Vision Pro and other devices. Foxconn is said to be Apple's partner for the supplier of this new infrared camera. Foxconn reportedly has an annual capacity plan of 18 to 20 million units, or about 10 million pairs of AirPods. Kuo's story comes after a report from Bloomberg in February that said AirPods with cameras are just one of the wearable form factor ideas that Apple is investigating, alongside smart glasses similar to the Meta Ray-Bans, a smart ring, and of course, future versions of the Apple Watch. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.